Welcome to You, Me, and Mike. I'm Jen Todrick, otherwise known as the Rambling Redhead on Instagram and the host and designer of No De Moreno on HGTV.
And I'm Mike, and I'm also known as Mike.
And he's Mike.
Applause.
Anyone?
Applause. Okay.
And while that sounds really important, it's not as important as the third person in this equation, which is you.
We love sharing our life with all of you on Instagram and HGTV, but here we get to dive deeper into topics that you suggest.
Answer questions you submitted.
And share stories that impact us all.
Let's get to it. What are we going to talk about today, Jen?
So this episode, if you missed last week's, we started to talk about marriage and we really dug into love languages and our Enneagrams and kind of talked a little bit about like healthy communication.
Right.
And then we're going to continue that conversation with the healthy communication. But on Instagram, a few weeks back, I asked you guys, what's your biggest source of tension within your marriage? Mm-hmm. Like things that you fight about with your spouse. And so I think it would be kind of fun to bring these topics up to light. And then Mike and I can kind of hash out in front of y'all, yeah. Kind of like, I don't know, a female-male perspective. I don't know if that has much to do with it, but we can kind of hash out like how we view it because a lot of this stuff, yeah, that's relevant to our marriage too. And so we can kind of, I don't know, talk about those things.
I have not seen a single one of these questions. So this will be interesting. I'm actually excited about this.
Okay, so if you were to guess, we'll just jump
Let's
right
go.
Into it.
Let's roll.
What
Let's
do you
do it.
Think?
Let's go.
I grabbed four topics that were the most, hands down, like every other box is one of these things.
Okay.
See if you can knock some of them out. What do you think those
guess?
Four, yes, tensions in a marriage
It's going to be financial.
Ding, ding. That was like the fourth.
Intimacy.
Pressure for relations from the men.
Okay.
Let's be specific on that. That's what that was.
It's also biased because your followers are 97%
right.
female. So I
well,
think
that's the listeners here. So it'll be good to have a man's perspective,
sure.
Your perspective.
Hey, I'm a man. I'm Mike, by the way.
He's in the title. He's the only name in the title of this podcast.
That's right. I have
okay,
a special
you're doing good.
Place. Good. Okay, so
you got
that,
two.
Let's see. So financial, intimacy... How about
think of us.
How to parent?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's
parenting.
It. You got one more left.
I was going to say that before you said that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I stole that from you.
Thank you. You did. I still got. I'm 3 for 4 right now. Let's see if I get 4 to 4.
You got
the
this.
Last
it's
one.
It's obvious. You got this.
Would be.
Do you want me to act it out?
No.
Okay.
Oh yeah. I actually do.
Okay.
Let me see. That looks dirty.
What? I'm vacuuming.
Is that chores?
Yes.
Who does chores?
Distribution of chores
look,
in the home.
Your hand gestures were super dirty.
I was vacuuming. I guess that was kind of close to
I
my
crotch. I don't know how is my, I'm, this is a
How
PG,
do you vacuum?
This is a non-explicit podcast, Jen.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Glad this isn't on video.
Yes. I can't move. I'm sitting in a chair. So distribution of chores and like workload within the home, pressure from the men for constant relations. We'll call it relations in case you are listening in front of people. You know what I'm talking about. Parenting stuff, how to parent styles differently, and then finances.
I got a 75% on that. That's good.
Yeah, you did really good.
This is great. Look, this what I like about this podcast and how we're doing this is that it is sort of lucid and this wasn't intended to be a full episode. We were going to go one episode of just marriage. Now we have two episodes of marriage, which I actually like. This is good.
Week.
This is really,
yeah.
I think these are awesome topics and
yeah. You know, I just thought, you know what, if let's dissect and kind of, I don't want to say fight in front of people, but we can kind of argue this out in front of people. And that way you can kind of listen and maybe someone will relate and be like, yes, that's how I feel. And if maybe this is good to listen to with your spouse and you can be like that, what Mike said is how I feel or what Jen said, that's how I feel. And if it's helpful, great. And if we just look like a total mess of a, you know, a poop show in front of you guys, that's fine too. At least it's entertainment, right?
Right. All right.
So let's
Subject
break down the first
one. Yeah. Well,
let's
we said at the same time.
I know. We're
Jinx. Jinx again.
We're either really in sync or we're just interrupting again. That's one of the two. Distribution of chores. So we've had one of our largest fights. Well, to me, it might not have been to you, but to me, it was where I was like the most hurt and I was affected by it for a few days. And Mike didn't mean, I don't think he's ever intentional. He doesn't mean it, but it ticks me off because he had said like, I do as much work around the house as you do. And I wanted to explode because... It's simply not true. And so I felt really what he, it's not like I run my butt around picking up every night. And if I don't most of the time, like, dishes will sit in the sink because Mike was like, no, let's hang out. Like,
sit on your bedstand.
We're not going to do that. Like, we're going to talk about the topic at hand.
I got the look.
We're not going to deflect. We're not doing that here, Michael. We're going to stay on track.
Oh, I got a Michael,
track.
Too.
Yes, wow. You did. We're going to stay on track.
This is going to be saucy. Sassy, saucy.
Saucy.
Saucy podcast.
So
we are going to fight.
Anyways,
I
have my view, and it's, like, so painstakingly obvious to me, but you have your view, too.
That's right.
And so I... really, but he came back after and you're like, it's not true. You're right. I haven't thought about this stuff, but I just want you to know, like, I'm really trying. And I will say, from my point of view, if I ask you to do something, you definitely make faces and I know you don't like it, but I'm learning. I just have to get over that. And you do it. You don't say no, you do it. You help. And I'm super grateful for that. So
well, thank you.
So
thank you for that word of affirmation. If
thank
relating
you.
To the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And see,
go
you're
me.
All, you just want acts of service from me, like service this house.
Service this house. Exactly. I think also, and Mike and I were talking about this, and Mike doesn't agree with me, I don't think, but that's okay. We don't have to agree on everything. I think that this, like, evolution of even, like, dads who are more involved, like this generation of parenting, I think it comes from, in my circle, most of my mom friends work. And so it's no longer this, like, you stay home and do everything home and kid, and I'm going to do my job. And then when I come home, I want to rest because I'm tired from working. That didn't even really fly with me when I was a stay-at-home mom, and we had to kind of work through that. And my thing was, yes, I'm here with the kids all day, but I'm also working, even though it's not away from home. And you don't just get to come down and plop and do nothing. You now, from 5:30 or whenever you get home, it's equal territory, baby. Like, your dad, and Mike's always been really good at that. I will say that.
Well,
but that's a perspective of, like, a stay-at-home mom. That was my perspective.
I've never had an issue with spending time with the kids. I
never.
Love spending time with kids.
Never.
And
I'll it's
say,
the housework,
I'll say
for
this.
Sure.
Here is where the argument went awry, and I completely get.
I don't remember.
Oh,
be
I can tell you why.
Okay.
I can tell you. I remember exactly why.
Okay.
And I get, once you explained what it was, because then it sounded really bad what I said.
Okay.
It did sound bad.
Yeah.
Because I said I do is just as much around the house. And in my mind is I spend as much time, not like, it's not like when I come home and if
with
we
the
disconnect.
Kids and stuff.
Correct. And
yes.
My mind was,
I get that.
I am as invested into the children and I'm doing
practice
on coaching baseball.
Exactly.
I'm doing, like, I'm constantly doing something. I drive the kids to school.
Yes.
I pick them up most of the time from school.
Yes.
So in my mind, I was like, that's, kind of, I didn't mean to come across like housework
and I
or
get
chores.
That. And I get
but
your
I was,
point.
It was about the time commitment to the thing in the family.
Right.
You're right. If it was just chores.
Housework.
It just, you do dominate on that one. I do the dishes 50% of the time. I do the garbage and that's.
Yes, you do the garbage. I force
that's
you about, that.
And I do
I
my,
force that.
And I made my shoe boxes for myself.
In his closet. So I think that's like a great. It's a great, like, peek into, like, the male psyche as far as, like, how important it is to distinguish, like, being in the house isn't housework.
Yeah.
That's not it. It's the fact that, like, dishes will rot in the sink. We'll keep passing by them until I finally do them or I ask you to do them. Not every single time. You've definitely volunteered. But yeah. That's the majority of the time because you're like, no, I'm good. I'm fine with it. Like, you just walk past it and you're like, I want to watch. It's time for us to. And you're very big on, like, maintaining at the end of the day where I'm like, no, the house is a wreck. Like, help me. You're like, I want to sit down and watch TV. Like, we have to have some kind of chill. Yeah. And we do, but sometimes it's not, we have stuff we have to do.
I will say when we do it together, it seems easier for me. Like,
yeah. And it ticks me off because I do stuff all the time. So I'm like, do it yourself so I can go do something else. Like, we can knock out two birds. You know what I mean? With one stone. But I think that's, like, a great takeaway if you're talking to your spouse and this is, like, something, 'cause I'm telling y'all, so many dang boxes said distribution of housework. And so we don't know what everyone's, like, household runs like. We just have ours. And when I started working full time, I had a change of, listen, every aspect of our life together, marriage, parenting, I need it to be pretty freaking close to 50-50 because I can't, I mean, I'm already cooking, like, meals, like, whenever we have home cooked meals, it's me. Unless
except
I go to
Mike. Chef Mike.
Unless I say, up. Mike, can you please do dinner tonight? I don't want to do it. Mike, you never complain. You're like, yeah, but it, like, takes that, like, me asking. So I don't have it I don't have it bad, Lucia. Yeah. You know, you're so responsive when I ask. It's just, I think what we do as women is we were like, but why do I have to ask? And it's like this thing that like maybe is never going to be that way, but that's like a female perspective. You know what I mean?
Sure.
That's just, I'm just saying like from a female perspective, yeah. I let that go because as I'm grateful that if I do ask for help, you do it. Right. And like that is, I just had to let that whole, I want you to want to do the dishes. I let that go because it's not feasible.
I'll give you my perspective on it again because I already kind of led into what I felt was a equal distribution of work within the home. And I do believe that's the case as well. Now, if you have somebody who only works and then comes home and doesn't spend any time with the family or doesn't
remember,
help
we're
out,
not talking about family, we're talking about chores.
Well, chore, I'm saying, but like that's specific to it. But in my mind, I bundle it all together. It's sort of, it goes work and then everything else. And that's how my mind, it's compartmentalized into that. And look,
maybe we compartmentalize even more than as female because my kids aren't dishes.
But again, there's some things
the
that
kids aren't the dishes.
But there was the comment. The fight was about the comment. And I think once we broke it down, you realize, you do spend a lot. Totally. You do invest as much time into the family as you do.
Totally.
Like we are both invested in. That was where my mind's like, the home's kind of part of the family. And I know.
Well, you got defensive because you thought I was talking about being a dad.
I
had nothing to do with being a dad.
Yeah, because in my mind, I'm like, that's part of the house. That's part of the home.
And that's our kids are not the laundry,
I know,
Mike.
But Jen, remember, it's getting from a guy's perspective.
I know.
And this is at least
not every guy,
but Mike. There's work and then there's home. And then we blend a lot of the two together because I do work a lot from home as well. But that was how I looked at it. And still, some people are just intrinsically great cleaners. There are a lot of male or female. Some people just, they knock it out. They can't stop. Like if something's out of place, they'll rock it. My mom's that way. And she probably was part of the reason because I couldn't leave something out. If I turn my head, it's clean. The second I turn my head back, right?
Yeah, you're like pampered. And now you don't have to be that way.
Like,
way to go, Sue.
That's not Sue's fault. But my mom is OCD when it comes to cleaning. That's who she is. And that's part of, some people have that built into them. That's who they are, male or female. But for me, what you can do from an organization, say in the playroom, you can knock it out in 5 minutes. It takes me like 35 minutes.
I don't understand that.
It's just not something that I'm like, I'm going to get here and this is knock it out and this goes here and that goes there. And to me, it's just, okay, throw this in this bag, bundle it, put it in, and it drives you nuts and you get angry because I put the toys in the wrong bin.
Well, it's because we've lived here 2 years and I've told you like 18 times where everything goes. And so that leads me into my next point, which is just like I alter things for the kids as far, sounds bad, but just like alter things for the kids as far as like I told y'all, I took...
Good.
No,
right.
But listen to me. Like I took all the kids out of the toys. I'm sorry. All the toys out of the kids' rooms and they're down in the playroom to where all they have is books and one thing, like one object, whether it's crafting or anyways, less toys in their room because it's more manageable for them to take control of their space. With you helping me, it's like, what's the one thing Mike nails? He doesn't need help. He doesn't ask me. It's the kitchen. It's doing dishes, unloading the dishwasher. So if I need help and I need to go blitz four rooms super quick, I do that. And I ask Mike to do the kitchen or to vacuum because he knows how to do those things. And so then that way it like just saves me the irritation. And it's like, it's again, another one, like knowing people's strengths and weaknesses. That's like Mike asking me to do like a spreadsheet really quick for armor and math.
That's true.
I'm not good at that. That would be so foolish.
I've never asked you to do that.
Right.
Once. And even when it comes to accounting and the business and the books and all the stuff that we have to manage outside of it, it's not something I put on you because I know you it's not your strength, right? And again, this comes down to that more the phrasing of the question or the intent of the question, because if somebody is disproportionately doing one, maybe look and see, is that person disproportionately doing something else as well? Because for a guy, a lot of it comes down. Let's say, let's say from a breadwinner standpoint, somebody works, the other person doesn't work, whether it's a male or female, there is a little bit of one person being gone more often, working, slaving themselves out to earn a living and then coming home and being like, okay, now you have to do everything exactly with me. And I know there's that.
I think that's perfect.
Right.
I think that's fair because the person who's staying home has been working too and has been with depends. The kids, and it depends. Is so much
It depends
more
on
difficult.
The age. Now, if you have children that are at school all day.
Oh, yeah, that's different.
Right. See what I'm saying? Like, if the person is staying at home, they have children at school, and there's a lot of time in
I
between.
Don't know. That's just our a lot of people would say, nope. I mean, it just depends on your view.
I would tell you I would struggle with that because it shows disproportionate. I think it's all about proportional mm-hmm. workloads. And I think that's where people want to
well,
be able to
but you're associating
equality.
With amount of money as to the workload.
I'm not wanting to talking about, I'm just talking about you're just talking, work. Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Because somebody cool. had a stay-at-home job and was made 20x what somebody that had to go and, you know, say they're a first responder or a police officer or military or whatever, and the other person makes more money. Maybe they're a doctor, a nurse, and they have ability to, you know, to do, you know, clinic, you know, telehealth clinics at home, right? Mm-hmm. And they make more money, but there's a ratio of time and effort.
I don't know, because when I was a stay-at-home mom, I still stand by, even though I was staying at home with the kids, I was immersed in three toddlers, you know, or two toddlers.
That's hard.
When you stepped in the door, welcome home, honey. You're a husband yeah. and a dad, so
and
step
I, and
into
I was
the
fine
role.
With, and, I was, and I loved you know? Everybody, but I will say what it
now,
was.
Now, that's
was,
not an old school yeah. no, train of thought. That's more progressive.
When
I
came
say,
home on that one, it was, I liked spending time with the kids. I wanted to be yeah. with them. I wasn't doing a lot of chores then at
I
all.
Guess,
I wasn't going to be like, hey, welcome home, do the dishes, wash the, do your clothes.
I never did that.
No, you never did that.
No.
We never did that
never,
at all. But because to me, again, it was sorry. About the time. I absolutely loved spending that time. And other times where you want to decompress, I'm like, oh my gosh, we need a minute.
But
and
again, we're talking about chores, babe. You keep going back to this, like you're not staying
but they're still,
on.
They're
it's
still
chore
connected.
Distribution. It's housework. No, it's not. That's the thing with you.
It's I like, think it's with guys. It's connected.
I understand that. But there is a point, Mike, when I'm saying they're different. And then now you have to step into now the conversation is like it is different.
You wanted the guy's perspective here.
I know. We
you
got
my,
it.
You can't disconnect it. I'm telling you my perspective of it. You're asking the guy's point of view. That's
no,
what it is.
No, but I think it's weird to say it's just my kids are the dishes and there's no changing. It's like it's not. It's different. So I feel like there is a point where you're like, okay, I do understand what you're saying. And now I'll start like referring to them. This is a communication thing. So like.
Yeah.
I think, again, it goes down to everyone's family dynamic is so different. Mike and I do have a 50-50 because we're both running a business together. We're working from home. And it's every single day. It's like, okay, are you picking up? Am I picking up? Mike always takes to school because I look like a toilet when I wake up, a really bad toilet. It's a really bad analogy. I look like garbage. And so Mike takes in the morning because I don't want to be seen in public yet. So I think it's more of just, again, the healthy communication on if you're feeling like there's a workload discrepancy again, right, Mike? Like presentation, like how yeah. you bring it up. It also, what I've realized is like anything that's not in the moment is probably best if you can save it for like the next day and be like, hey, yeah. this hurt my feeling. Your script, this is what you did. This is how it made me feel and why. Like, yeah. and then you can kind of talk about it. I feel like the chores thing will forever be like a dance, though. I don't think it's like sometimes
I'm
you
never
going to
be as good as you. I will admit this right here, and I'm okay owning that. What I will do is do other things that I can do better, and
or
I will
help
never,
me when I ask,
right.
which is and all I want.
And I will never agreed, and I will yeah. never sacrifice time with my children. Look, I am okay with if dishes in there and it's not completely piled up and super gross. That's one thing. I don't mm-hmm. like gross and like filthiness, but if it's...
Honey, we have dishes stacked mile really. High sometimes.
Not really. I disagree with that.
Honey, they're like to the top of the sink.
On one side. That's fine. That's okay.
Do you see what I'm working against here?
As long as the other side is still, you can still... okay. But if that is then, is a time for like, there's a moment that I'm spending with the kids or whatnot, or you have...
Yeah.
Need to decompress as well. It's okay. I can do it in the morning. We can,
yeah.
it's those the, that to me doesn't bother me where I can wait to the next day. Now, if it's like forever, you
I
know,
would like to go to
you
bed
know,
with the kitchen clean.
The kitchen doesn't, you can't, when you're out of town, the kitchen wasn't a complete wreck. It wasn't perfectly clean, but it wasn't a complete mess.
Yeah. The house was messy.
Was it? And the playroom was
there.
A,
stuff
was a,
everywhere.
Playroom was
upstairs
a,
in the hallway. We're walking over stuff. Is but you know what? I
wasn't.
Didn't say,
it wasn't.
Aren't you proud of me for not saying anything? Because I was on a trip with a friend and you rocked it. And I'm grateful
think,
for that.
Thank you. But I don't think it was that bad.
It was pretty, I mean, do we want to get into it? No, I really am grateful. I think, again, communication and finding out, like, what works best. And it's a little bit of, like, give or take. My give is, like, a lot of me wants to be like, if I can pick up the playroom to my standards, freaking Mike can too. Like, that's how my, I hate right. to say, like, sinful self wants to think. But then I think, okay, as long as he's helping me in something else in the house, I should be okay with that. It's fine. Because there are some things that I don't do as good as him either. And he doesn't get on to me for that. Right. Again, and I don't think it's like one conversation and we're set for life. This is kind of something we have to come to like once a year, I think. And like we talk about it, I get a little upset. I get a little irritated. It's not a big fight to where we like don't talk for a day. It's like usually happens in the evening after the kids go to bed and we're done with it by the time we go to sleep.
And I agree. And I want to retouch on one small thing that we said earlier. If somebody is the financial breadwinner, it doesn't put you in a position of authority over that other person.
That's how it sounded a little bit. No, I was a little worried about that.
No.
I know you didn't mean it that way, but that's how it sounded.
I want to make sure that that's absolutely, that's not the, I'm doing this, so therefore I just get to chill the rest of the time and I'm entitled to do whatever I want because I'm providing this lifestyle for you. And that is a really
I think it's just super old school. I think it's super old school, and I think it's a little bit, like, not to use like hot words, but I don't want to say suppressive, but it's just like the person who's then at home working also and raising kids, and it's so much harder from a patient standpoint. I've done it all. Guys, I've done the mom work thing all the different ways, all of them. So I feel like I have some insight on that. And it's hard. And when your spouse comes home from work and you're looking at them like, you got to leave the house today, put on for, and then they just get to plop down and you kind of feel like you have to do whatever to cater to them. I feel like that's so old, and it's not a true 50-50 in my mind as far as like manning the house together.
Things will never, there's always, as a team. Things will never be totally 50-50. I think that's it.
But I think, I get what you're saying.
You can strive to it. Yeah. You should try to achieve it, but there's going to be times where one person needs more than the other person, vice versa. There's this, we talked about it before, the dance of relationships.
But I think 50-50 doesn't mean like everything, if you put everything on an Excel spreadsheet, it would be 50-50. I think it's like both feel supportive in whatever way they need.
100%.
And so right now I feel like we're killing it on that. I feel like we've found our stride. We found our 50-50. And whenever I'm feeling, it's literally just housework for me. If I ever feel that way, which I think it's across the board a lot, it's literally was like the housework. I think it was technically number two. Well, the pressure of relations, which we should get into, is number one.
Just look at what the other person does. Don't feel entitled to anything. Have a conversation, right?
Right.
And then if the person is crushing it, you said this before, be appreciative for what they have, and then some of this stuff just isn't intuitive. It's not like I go to the house and it's totally intuitive. You're like, oh, I'm gonna have this be like dress right dress, you know
what?
It's a military saying.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
It's like,
I think it's all this comes back to is this is a really stupid thing to fight about, but it causes some of the most gnarly fights in people. It's freaking chores. True. Are you kidding? How old are we? We've got to do the chores, and yet we feel like unappreciative when someone doesn't help or when you ask them to help, they respond negatively.
Yeah. Probably because they're not feeling unappreciative of what they are doing. You're not acknowledging what they've done. So the number one thing is
communication. It's like communicating in a healthy way how you're feeling and how can you guys meet in the middle.
Good.
And reach it. And that's how I feel we always have to do is how do we meet? Let's go into the second.
I'm glad I'm figuring these questions out as they go because I did.
I know. Like we're just this is good dialogue. Though. It's like, it's genuine and you're like talking how it is. I want to take a moment really quick to talk about our sponsor of this podcast, which is Seed Symbiotic. I have been talking about that multiple times over on Instagram. I'm sure you've heard me talk about it. It is a game changer. It is a probiotic and a prebiotic. I first got into it when I was looking into why I have acne problems. And I learned so much about gut health affects your face and acne. And so that's when I dived into it. But why I keep taking it is because I don't have any bloating anymore. And then my cramps are minimal to non-existent whenever I'm taking it regularly. I'm sure you've heard a lot of people say probiotics don't do anything. It's worthless. And what's happening with that is by the time it gets to our intestines where it needs to be to help the poop and all the things, it's been destroyed by our stomach acid. And how they changed the game is they wrapped the probiotic in a prebiotic capsule. So the prebiotic protects it and then it can actually help your body and you can actually see changes by taking this probiotic with Seed. So start a new healthy habit today by taking Seed just like I have. Visit seed.com/redhead and use code redhead25 to get 25% off of your first month of Seed's DS1 Daily Symbiotic. Again, that's seed.com/redhead. I keep wanting to say backsplash, but that ain't it. seed.com/redhead and use code redhead25, or you can always find the link in our show notes. The number one, by far, number one most in the boxes is pressure for relations. Mike doesn't want to talk about this one at all. Do you?
Not really.
I think there's a way to respect like something that Mike is, you know, a little more, And I agree, this is a private matter. It is. So we're not going to get into like the nitty gritty, even though a lot of people want us to. That was in there too. But I think it's more so like different outlooks of like the phase of life we're in.
Sure.
So like, and it's a really delicate thing because like what I've gathered, like guys see that act so differently than women do. They need it. A lot of them need it more frequently when we're just tired and we still love you and think you're the hottest thing on the planet. And it's, that's not like a, I don't know how to describe it. That's not like, it doesn't go hand in hand.
Sure.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't know. So yes, I,
yeah, look, that was the big one.
It is. I don't know how to say it. I mean, this doesn't have to be a super long one, but it, for a man, it's very important. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. Is
some kind of relational in the act is important for you guys for a marriage, which I agree.
Absolutely.
I think it is.
And the desire and the need, you know, I don't also put the word need on it because it feels that way.
I think it is a need. Right. I think that's okay to say that. I mean, but it's just a healthy relationship.
Yeah, when you're you know, committed, loving marriage relationship, it's an amazing thing because it does build people closer together. But when it starts to put pressure onto somebody else, that's also not necessarily healthy as well. So the hard thing is when you have, from a man, the desire and the need and the itch and the want, it's hard. It's not a, I don't know, I mean, it's carnal and it's not necessarily like, I mean,
carnal,
it's true.
Sounds like meat.
No, well, I mean, but it's so ingrained.
That's the way you're made.
It's so ingrained into our DNA about that, to have that. And that when that's not there, you feel a void. It feels disconnection. And as much as you, as a woman may not feel it, it really does start to create a, like an emptiness. I don't know how else to describe it. It really does.
I hear you. And to go, before we move on to another note, I think women feel that, well, I'm going to speak for myself. This is such a touchy like subject that I think a lot of people could relate to, but I'm just talking about us. I feel like when we go longer without that, I get like snippier with you. Like there is a little wedge in between. And then do you notice like whenever that does happen the next day, everybody's, you know, we're like more touchy and lovey. And so I feel like there is something there to where it is better when you have it. It's just, how do you navigate like a busy schedule, a tired mom, you know, 2 to 5 young kids, whatever. Or maybe you have one kid because you're really tired when you're in that moment too.
Yeah.
And so I think what is important for like men to understand, and when you ask for it every day, okay? And then what happens is it puts us in a position where we're saying no often. And what y'all don't realize, at least for me, is that it makes me feel bad about myself even, because I'm like, oh, I'm a crap wife. I'm not doing it as much as he wants me to, when it's literally an everyday thing. Also what that leads to, and we...
the answer to that is yes. That's
and we've
correct.
Talked we've talked yeah. about this. I'm a bad wife. No.
No.
I've talked to Mike even about like... even like whenever I'll go in for like a hug, if we're like in bed and he's like, so, and I'm like, don't go there. Like, I just want to cuddle. I want to snuggle. And with you guys, it's like literally, Mike, I could rub against your elbow with my knee and you're like, oh yeah, we're going down. We're doing it. And I'm like, what? Like, and it's, do you see what I'm saying? Like, and we've talked about this is like, it makes us, it's so funny because when y'all go without, it probably does something to you
it and does.
Your self-esteem.
Yeah, of course it does.
And then when you ask me all the time, it does something to my self-esteem. And I hate that God made us this way.
Because it's, I would call it needs. And where for a man, it's a need. And if that desire is unmet, it wedges and it creates, again, emptiness.
Yeah.
And it does put doubt, sadly, and it shouldn't. It really shouldn't.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense because it's not, you know, something that, you know, only lasts for about 45 minutes to an hour and a half. Like it is...
the act?
Sorry.
I was like, what? Since when?
It shouldn't be that important for something that only lasts an hour.
Yeah.
Joking.
I can't.
Sorry.
No, that was hilarious.
I do.
No, I get
Look,
it.
Look, I mean, no, but for
you're cracking yourself
I did.
Up.
That was funny.
It was funny.
But no, but it shouldn't.
My face. I was like.
You know, it's not something that they're, and again, and I think other people turn to other things because like, well, my needs aren't being met. And I had
one person. You mean like infidelity and stuff?
Right. And I had one person. And of course, that's a whole frustration. Like I had one person tell me, and I point blank, you know, my first relationship collapsed because my wife just wasn't satisfying my needs. And, you know, wasn't so my sad. Fault. I had to, there's a certain point where you have to have your needs met, and she just wasn't meeting them. And that's why I cheated on her. And I was like, what? Like, I was not okay with that. I was like, that still doesn't justify, like, maybe have the conversation, go to counseling, figure it out before you're willing to, like,
do an
have
act.
Infidelity. Like, there's a certain point where that's
a,
like,
there's a lot of steps there.
Yeah, there's a lot of
that
things
you've been
that
you working
lost
on
in between
until the act. Yeah. You don't fall into a lady part. You know what I mean?
Generally, you shouldn't. No, people make mistakes. Look, mistakes happen. And I don't want anyone here to feel like if they've made a mistake in their past, there's always pathways to redemption. And it's going to be a hard path. But the best is to never get to that point, because I'm sure we fortunately haven't ever had any infidelity in a relationship.
Have we? Is there something you want to confess to on the podcast in front of all these people? No?
No.
Okay, good.
So, no.
But isn't it crazy? It frustrates me how it's like God made us wired different. Like, that's even biblical, and it stinks. And is it there to make us have these conversations and to work together to, like, find equal ground? I don't know. I don't know what it is, but you need to stop taking testosterone. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm
or
saying.
Or you need to start taking testosterone.
Yeah, okay. That did help, honestly, if we're going to be real.
We can talk about that in the health podcast, but yeah.
And I'm not even going to go into, like, how often and whatnot, because I feel like that's a disaster to make people compare marriage and
absolutely
feel really,
agreed.
Really bad about themselves. I think it's no one else is in your marriage except you and your husband. And if you sit down and you talk about it, I also do not think this is a one conversation fix. I think it's something that as you go through phases of life, especially speaking as a woman, you know, there's times where I have more energy and there's times where I have less energy. And, like, it's not like, I don't know how to explain it. It's not like I'm too tired to be with you, because what do I tell you is my number one thing, how I connect with you? What are we doing?
Spending time together.
Watching TV. Yeah. You're tickling my foot, whatever you want to do. Like, that is
how. We already talked about the
love languages.
It's quality time for
right.
you, right? So,
and what's crazy is that's more, I feel more connected when we're doing stuff like that, which is wild, because ultimately relations for you is the number one way of connections. And I think that's most men.
That's not true.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think that's, no. Absolutely.
Well, that's good.
If we were in a completely celibate relationship with each other, I still would love you.
I would hate that.
It would suck.
Yeah.
It would absolutely suck. Yeah, but it doesn't take away my love. It's not the only thing. It's a...
Mike, if I'm not doing those things with you and you're farting in front of me constantly, I'm going to hate your guts. I need the relations there to make me still look at you and think you're hot you're farting
we
and
want,
jumping
what,
in the
what
air.
I'm saying, like, I don't know. I'm just talking about, like, I'm making a hypothetical that gladly isn't there. But I'm saying that's not the one thing that defines the relationship of, like, Jen loves me because we do this. That's not the case. In fact, there's a lot of people, you know, that have the act that are disconnected to love, which is also super unhealthy.
Right.
Right. It should, when you connect love and intimacy together, that moment creates a true, unique bond that is spiritual. It is, it is loving. It's real love, but it's just it's a act of it. Right. And the more the things, like the quality, you know, the fact of spending time together and acts of service, those actually, you know, fun fact is the more I think about it, the more I do those things, the more it puts you in the mood too.
You're just getting that? Are we real right now? You're just figuring that out? It's true.
But, like, fine. Yeah. So, we, you know, again, the last podcast was about the love languages. And I think as you show love, it does diffuse and helps create connection and intimacy. And the more you can diffuse things, the more, you know, it shouldn't ever be a pressure. Like, I don't like to be intimate when
no one
feels forced.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel
there.
Like it's not, it doesn't, that's not what I want either.
And I don't know if in case you haven't, like, said this, or maybe you don't feel this way, but for women, I think across the board with, like, you know, people that I even talk to or friends, it's so much more like you have to be mentally there. Like you have to get yourself excited. We have to play, like, I don't know, not like a mental movie, but like we have to be,
gotta get Kenny G on.
No, we have to be,
that,
we have
is that
to
what
get,
he plays?
That's that song. We have to get ourselves in the mood along with what's going on with you guys. Yep. And y'all aren't like that. Mike, I give you a hug. I'm like, what's happening?
True.
What is happening? And he's like, sorry. So, like, it's just different.
Yeah. And this is, well, again, this is our perspective, because there are other people out there that some men have issues as well that they can't be as good. So it's not just one that could be a flip flop of
correct.
It. And that's completely normal, but it's about coming together and understanding what the needs are and what the desires are. And then at the same time, look, I would never want to make you feel pressured into something you don't want.
But it's happened in the past and we've talked about that. And it's not like it was pressure, like I didn't want to. It's just Mike wants to, you know, get down every day of his life. And so, and I'm not wired like that right now. And so, you know, it's not like we just got married, you know, back then was different. And so, because we have 3 kids and businesses.
Well,
and
seasons
like,
of life.
Seasons of life. And we have stuff in our brain. So I think the most recent conversation we had about this and what I thought in my head, I don't even know if I told you this, but like I was saying, I want to be able to like cuddle with you and you not always be like, let's go. And that puts a pressure on me.
Yep.
And you were like, and when I told you that, you were like, no, that's your perception. That's bad.
Yeah.
And you were like, I need to chill.
Yep.
And so in my mind, when you said that, I said, okay, well then I also need to be more diligent about initiating.
Yeah.
Because
making it known.
Making it known that I want to.
Yeah.
Because Mike, you never leave me the space to initiate. If we're being real. And so I never.
You're hot, Jen. It's not my fault.
No, in your mind, you probably think, I was thinking about that. You probably think I never initiate. It's because I never freaking have to. You know what I mean?
True.
And so I think it's great when we like let it breathe a little bit and don't initiate it. Then that gives me or a woman, say, who feels the same way I do, it gives them a ability to initiate. Yeah. And then also I need to put that on me. Then I need to freaking initiate every once in a while. Like I need, if I'm saying that, if I'm telling you to back off, then I need to be diligent and I need to initiate. And that way you feel like I'm responding.
I appreciate
I'm
that.
Showing you.
Yep.
Tone it freaking down and let me do it every once in a while. Then I need to do it. I can't go weeks and be like, oh, never mind. I'm just not ready. Like I can't, I've got it. Like it sounds bad, but it's like, we both should do it. It's like a reward system to each other. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, well, look, I understood when you explained the cuddling thing. I was like, okay, I see that.
Yeah.
And I don't.
And half of you is joking. Like you're always, I appreciate you always wanting to do that. Like think about the flip side of a man who doesn't ever initiate. Yeah. I feel like that would probably jack with your self-esteem. And I've never experienced that. So I am grateful for that. Oh. I mean that.
You're welcome.
Good.
Your conversation, the way that you, I guess, framed it, helped me understand what you were feeling. And I think that was an important thing for me to hear because I don't want to feel like I'm a one-dimensional person. Like, well, I'm just gonna get it. Let's go. Like, that's not what I want.
Honey, you're not the Wisconsin prospect.
Hey, let's go. It's time to get crazy, baby. But it did help me.
Yeah,
see your perspective, and it did help me, you know, say, okay, I get that. It's not what I want, but I guess that part of that conversation was like, I mean, it's not really rocket science about how often I'd like to, because the answer is yes.
Yes, I know. And I think what's hard for men to realize too is since y'all are so visual and like you want to have relations with like attractive, me or attractive people. Is what I'm saying.
That is my wife.
I'm saying visual. I know, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Women is more, it's not just that for us. Like, I love you. I think you're smoking. I think you're super attractive in so many ways, but that doesn't mean I'm down every hour. You know what I mean? Like, okay, he's flexing right now.
You like that?
He's flexing, but pumping his biceps one after another.
Boom, boom, boom.
Okay. All right.
How's that feel?
I do. Again, where if I were to lift up my shirt and do that with my breasts, you would be, you know, ready to mount.
I'd be impressed.
I'm good. You know, I'm all right over here.
I'd be impressed if you're, you know, moving your pectoral muscles. That'd be impressive.
I don't know. So it's just, we're not as visual. Well, speaking for myself, I'm not as like visually like that. So me not wanting to engage every single day has nothing to do with how I feel about you or how you look. I love you more than anything. You're amazing. You're super attractive, you know? So like I can still say no and it doesn't, you're welcome.
Thank you for those words.
But I think I'm really trying on this one. This is a touchy topic. So I'm trying to get
right now.
It sounded dirty as we're talking about this, about this topic. So I don't know if that did anything except just, you know, air out conversations that we've had. But like, if hopefully you got something from that, again, we don't have the answer, but we do have like, you know, we've had these conversations and I think it's like every season it's like different. Like we break through with something else as far as like understanding each other and also having confidence in our marriage of like me being able to say, you know, doesn't have anything to do with you right now. I
know that,
you know,
and I knew that.
I actually have a headache, you know,
when kids come in, it changes a lot.
It does,
especially early on when the newborns happen and things go from, you know, like especially with Vaughn, was like, you're having a child, and it was planned and it was timed. you were very like focused on it. And then Vaughn comes, and then it's very, then there's a season of, okay, well, this is, things change. And it's not a bad change. It's just accepting the change.
Well, and I just hate what it does to us mentally. Like, I'm serious, whenever we're constantly, you know, if you're asking all the time, well, no, just saying no. It makes me feel like a crap wife. And like, then you wonder, well, and you start getting in your head about it, and then you just hope the other person understands.
So key takeaways on this one,
yeah,
which I love, is it's talk, communicate.
Again, communication and telling how we're feeling.
If you're feeling that way, communicate it, but the same way, also be willing to initiate it so that the person feels connected. And again, if you, when you, I feel because.
All right, therapist when you Mike.
Don't, I feel this way because here's why. And sometimes here's the funny thing, even when you say it, I know therapist Mike says this, but when you say it, when you vocalize how you're feeling because, and the because comes in, sometimes you realize how much of an idiot you sound like. You're like, okay, that is dumb.
Yeah. Mike, you know what time it is.
Is it party time?
It's pause time.
Oh, pause time, not party time.
We are going to stick a pin in it right here. So we just talked about distribution of chores, pressure for relations, and kind of different views on that.
Yeah.
In part two, it is right now available for you to listen. We talk about when you have different parenting styles and also different spending habits as far as finances go. That was the other two big topics.
Yes,
so that's ready to listen to right now. Thank you guys so much for listening.
It's been good.
It's riveting. Been really fun, actually.
It's been hot. Hot topics. Okay, hot. Exciting topics.
The end part two. You, Me, and Mike is a production of The Rambling Redhead from 13 Media.
Subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever podcasts are available. And while you're at it, leave us a 5-star rating while you're there.
Have an idea for a topic you'd like us to discuss? Leave a review on Apple Podcasts or send us a message on Instagram. We would love to share your idea on the show. For a daily dose of our crazy lives, follow us on Instagram at The Rambling Redhead and at Mike Todrick. And catch No De Moreno on HGTV. Remember, part two is ready to be listened to right now, so go do that.